We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024, at 8:35 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely, and Lidle. We have a timed event at 8:35. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing on Form 451 for exemption application for tax exemptions on real or personal property owned by qualifying organizations.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely, to go into public hearing at 8:35. Please vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Close, same sign.
Wait a minute.
Motion carries.
There we go.
Still 5-0.
Okay.
Motion carries. Do we have this Form 451, Don?
That's all of these here.
All the Form 451s. I won't read through these. These are four items such as, I'll just pull a couple off the top. They would be the same exemptions as every year, Beatrice, American Legion.
I think if Tab Patty explained, this is not every year.
Fraternal Order of the Eagles, hospital land. Do you want to go over the exemptions?
Exemptions, and then every 3 years in between are affirmations of the exemption. So this is the year that they have to give more documentation on this exemption that'll go up to the state, like their exemptions, like what they have in their, you know, their paperwork and all that. So basically, I'm just doing the paperwork for who I believe is exempt in the county.
And then if
churches, it'd be like parsonages, if the minister lives in the parsonage or the, so those types of things, any kind of, what's all in there. Legion clubs are only a partial exemption because where the alcohol is served, that bit is taxed.
And then if there's an appeal, they take it to you or to us?
Well, they file it, it comes to you, yeah.
This is real property, though, not vehicles. These are through the assessor's office.
Well, yeah. We send them out and everything and do that for the state. The state will look them over, too, because if there's any red, you know, sometimes there's, is this one really exempt or not? If they ever come up with that, then they'll let us know. But I've approved all those, or at least approval of a portion.
Would anyone in the audience like to speak at the public hearing for exempt real property? Anyone on the board? Any additional information, Patty, for public hearing?
No, those just have to be done by June 1st, so you're choosing them to do early. So
early is good. If no one would like to speak at the public hearing, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:38.
Motion to approve.
38.
Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely to come out of public hearing at 8:38. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Next, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Take it easy over there, Jurgens. All in favor, I guess, please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to approve or disapprove Form 451 exemption applications for tax exemptions on real or personal property owned by the qualifying organizations in the forms here.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Jurgens.
Second.
Second by Swavely. Any discussion on these? Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization? Do you want to talk about dollar amounts that you were telling me about the other day?
Not really.
Not today?
They're unreal. That's all I can say.
Patty has seen some significant increases in property valuations. Are we talking mainly...
Like the one right next door to you.
Are we talking mainly on homes or...
Well, there was one that sold for $225.
Is that right?
So we're going to see another substantial increase.
We did a whole pretty much reval clear up to the northern part of the county, Benton, Lincoln. Josh is doing all those acreages. Acreages coming in at $680,000 that they weren't that much a couple of years ago.
That's in the northern part of the county? But you differentiate different parts, like Blue Springs is going to be looked at differently than the northern tier.
All south, really, everything in the south is very rarely sells like it does. And then depending on the highway, you go to the Firth Roca area. Of course, that's in Lancaster. But that side, I think school districts sometimes matter because that's more higher. And then you go to the Hallam side, which we're not in Hallam either, but you go to that side. And that's the Crete School District. So school districts do sort of set where people, you got a lot of people moving in the Freeman area and paying. But it just, what really boggles my mind is I'm not sure where the money's coming from. I guess banks are lending it. So they must be using some appraisals out of Lincoln, most likely, because you have to have three. Your subject property and generally three to get a fee appraisal that high. We've got sheds now that are being turned into houses, you know, with different roof lines and windows and
that. A shed, isn't it?
I may bring you up because I'm not sure they have to get a permit on some of those if they're changing things into houses that were once sheds. I'd have to ask Lisa about that a little bit.
Patty, we found some underground fiber that wasn't permitted. We did not. It was permitted.
It was the wrong drawing. It's corrected.
Oh, okay. We had an improper drawing, evidently. Along with that fiber and stuff going in the ground, though, you assess all of that fiber?
That would be centrally assessed most likely. So the state of Nebraska lets me know what, like if you're talking, what kind, what, like, for internet or something? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. So those are state-assessed properties. So the state of Nebraska sends me a printout, and then it tells me how much of it goes through each tax district. And then we work on that, and we do a big spreadsheet and one notice, and that goes out. Like, so that's different.
Okay.
I don't look for that, no.
But from the highway department, that was the wrong drawing, and they did fix that for us. Wonderful. That's good news. Anything else for equalization? If there's nothing else, we will adjourn equalization at 8:43.